Get with these guys now. Coach them up. Keep them going.
The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Saul.
That's exactly what you want.
Presented by Banner Bank, VenueKings.com, and Les Schwab Tires on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Pretty good game last night.
Yeah, I need to be. I need to be kind of fired up a little bit. I'm kind of down today. You know?
Are you down today? I got to ask you a question. Maybe this will help fire you up.
Nice article you had a couple weeks ago, by the way.
Me? To fire you up? Yeah. Well, you seemed down when you were in here that day.
Well,
I was just trying to pump you up
beat.
And remind
what
you what you
did.
Usually after you get beat, you come in here all pumped up. You
were I don't.
You were depressed that day.
Well,
I was at the election, or like, I don't know what was going on leading up to the election.
That, for sure.
I mean, I was
Let's
just
not even go there,
I
right?
was worried about you. Jeez, I'm trying to help you out here. I'll help you out.
I got an important
question for you.
Good.
Can you win the game in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Can you win the game in the first quarter?
No!
Can you win the game?
Hell no!
No!
Hell no!
Can you win a game in the
fourth quarter?
Can you win a game in the fourth
quarter?
Is that the first time Bruce ever had the right answer to a question? What's going on? He's really excited.
Yeah.
Can you win the game in the first quarter? How about that yesterday?
What a mess. Jeez. I couldn't believe how bad it was just off, you know. I don't know why. We all fired up and went in the wrong direction. But it does show, you know, it's the truth, you know. It doesn't how you start. I know everybody loves to start fast and get ahead. We've been doing really well in the first drives and all, but early in the first quarter we've been doing good. But it just wasn't there, you know. And I didn't know if it was going to end. That's the problem, you know. When's this stuff going to stop, you know? And finally, we got control of it a little bit and played a really good finish to the game, and I love the second half.
So I know on the road, you get on the airplane, and you watch the video right away, and you have a chance to kind of get going on it. You have a home game like last night. What do? After a win? Do you just kind of relax a little bit, especially now with a couple
you
extra
really
days? Yeah.
We went on the Ferris wheel.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, last one's off. Yeah. So, you know.
Just a little family time.
Glenn's going to be really mad at me for telling you that, but if he did.
Why? No, that's a great thing to do after the game.
It is. Everybody should go. It was awesome.
Yeah. Gus Malzahn goes to the Waffle
House. Brock and I did that
house.
Together one day.
Oh, we did. Yes.
Brock and I got stuck at the top together. It's
yes,
very romantic.
It was a blast.
Yeah,
that's
great.
So you do actually just get a chance to kind of celebrate. You don't have to just get right into it. You can come in today and kind
well,
of
this
start
is, this is a, you know what? Special week because of the Thursday night game. This Thursday night thing is really hard on us and for the players and all that, but this is a great deal right now. You know, we got a little mini break right here, and so the guys will get a few days off, and we'll come roaring back on Monday and get going again.
Yeah, these Thursday nights.
Last year was the Thursday night that really took a lot of your players. Really ended.
And honestly, fortunately, we got out of this game in great shape. We were so lucky to have gotten out of it because, yeah, there is that memory of when guys were going down left and right, and it happened to them last night. They had a lot of guys got hurt. I hope nobody seriously, but they got a lot of guys banged up during the game.
Yeah, how good was Russell in the fourth quarter?
Oh, man, he was perfect. You know, all but. You know, he could have had a phenomenal game last night, you know, from start to finish, but he had it when we needed it and out-dueled him, you know, down the stretch. But, you know, he was just all pumped up, I think, and just missed a couple balls, but he came back and played great. He was in it the whole time. I started talking to him, and he's looking at me like, I'm going to be okay, you know. And so I backed off him. That was good.
What is it about the Thursdays this year? The Thursday games this year have seemingly been a bunch of great games. And last night's was actually the highest rated Thursday night game, not only of this season, but all of last year as well. So,
good.
Country was tuned into that one.
Yeah, well, that's a good matchup, and there's some good history and stuff that people liked, and two great quarterbacks to lead their teams. But you saw a bunch of guys play good ball last night. It was really something.
Who else jumped out?
Well, I love the pass rush in the second half. Gosh, we just got after it. It was really big time, and playing to the crowd, the noise, and the get off. And Kenny was, you know, dialed them up really well as far as bringing the pressures and you could just feel it, you know. And that was really the difference in the game, I thought, because we took command of it. You know, they were 2 out of 7 or something in the second half and didn't run the ball at all, you know. And so I thought that was the part that I really loved about the game, is we really picked up the juice and responded to the halftime adjustments and all of that. And it got moving.
Yeah, this has been now 2 second halves. Mike was referencing earlier in the show the Chargers game, where the defense really came out in the second half and got a bunch of stops and gave you a chance to get back into that game. And obviously last night, second half, where they have 3 third downs, just 3 total points for the Packers. Was it any wholesale adjustments at halftime, or what you know, really was the impetus between
some of the greatest halftime adjustments I've ever made?
Really?
No, we just went in there and yelled at each other for a while and then came back out and played ball. it just got, you know, what really the focus was to go back to the basics of what we do and make sure that that's what's happening. And if we're going to have a night here to go back on, we want to make sure that we're doing right, you know, at the end of the game. And guys just did a beautiful job. And the finish to the game was exquisite, you know, just what you want. And to knock them out in three and out and get them off the field when they had their chance right there was really a beautiful sequence. And we did it last week, too. You remember the great sequence we had last week to get the ball back off the Chargers and all that was great. And so there's a lot of good things happening. And those are good things to build on for us, you know. It's okay, we're a young team. You want to look at it that way. Well, that we finished that like an experienced bunch of veterans and know what the heck you're doing out there. So it was really good.
I was saying to Brock, it seemed, at least to my eyes, like Frank Clark's effort level was really consistent in that game yesterday.
I don't know when it isn't, really. Like he's had such a good year, and I'm just so fired up about the way he's emerged. You know, he's just come to the top of his game, and not just in his effort or not just in rushing the passer, but in the way he's applying himself and bringing it to work every day. He's just been a marvelous team member.
You know, we look at this draft class, and I asked you last week about the run game, and you said, boy, it's about as good as I've felt here in the decade of just what we can get to, and the run game was awesome again last night. But this draft class, you start to look at it now, is Rashad's finding his footing, as Rasheem gets his first sack, as Jacob Martin's an influencer, Will was awesome before he gets hurt, Michael Dixon's been an enormous factor, Trey Flowers has played really well. I mean, as far as draft classes go...
Yeah, it's as good as we've had, and they've... I love the attitude of these guys. I think we hit it more so than the athletics. We hit the mentality of these guys and really did a great job in picking guys that would come right to the front and give you everything they got. And it's a good group.
What is it about them when you talk about that mentality? What kind of personality do they have as a class?
They're serious about proving who they are. Which is really an element of the grit thing that's so important. You know, guys, they got to prove it regardless of what the situation is. And you don't have to pump them up. They're just going to let you know. I'm here to give whatever I got to you. And every one of those guys are like that. And they're smart. You know, they're smart enough to pick the game up and be able to contribute early. They're positive influences on the rest of the guys. They've also been very respectful too. You know, they've taken to being a rook and all that and not been pushed out of shape, because sometimes, you know, there's some of the common stuff that goes on in the locker room and all that that's fun and all, and they've taken it in the right vein. So every aspect of what they've applied themselves towards has been really on the positive.
Is this a fun team?
Yeah, it really is. It has been a blast every bit of the way. It's been fun, and even though we've suffered our way through some, you know, even the preseason stunk. I hated that preseason 0-4 and whatever the heck it was. Was that what it was, 0-4? Or did we win one?
Yeah,
we lost them all. Yeah, I mean, that sucked, you know. And that's not the way we want to have fun playing football. The thing that I think, you know, you asked about the fun, I mean, look at the locker room after that game. You know, here we are 10 weeks into the season or whatever. This guy's had a blast. I thought about this morning. What a cool job to be able to go to work all week long to do something, and then at the end of the week, you got a bunch of guys dancing and singing with their shirts off and having a blast. You know,
who's the leader?
Where do you get to do that? You know,
yeah, we do it.
I can see you guys.
I'll take the shirt off
at the end of the show. Yes. Shirts off. let's be high fiving and dancing.
Turn off the cameras
singing,
for
you know?
That. Obviously.
We're very fortunate. Yeah. And these guys they work so hard. I want them to enjoy as much as they can, have as much fun, and all you got to do is get out of the way. So there's no one guy. It's a whole
group. Is there
group
a group? I mean, who does that emanate from?
It's the O-line, I think, are as much, but the O-line, D-line. It's really just the linemen. They're the ones that really have set the tone, and they've been a beautiful part of it.
You know, for the last few years, Salk has asked me, leading into the season, okay, 3rd and 1, what are they going to do? 3rd and 1, who do you run behind the last couple of years? Like, what play do you call?
Isn't it different?
Because
I feel it too. I'm so fired up about that. We know exactly what we're doing in these situations. On the goal line too, you know, right to goal line, right to 62 lead, and let's knock it home, you know, and he walks in, you know, and they knock him off the ball. That's really something to build on. And it's what, in coaching, you envy when, you know, if other guys have it and you don't. When you got it, you got to hold on to it and just keep building. It's just such a centerpiece of the way that we want to play, and hopefully we can just keep it going 1 week at a time and not get all screwed up about it and just keep pounding the football.
For those of us who don't know what that means, can you explain 62 lead?
it's just a 60 series. It's kind of a two-hole hit, and we got a lead blocker on it, so.
Just running right at you.
And there's a lot of beef up front.
Oh, yeah, right downhill. George has been a big factor, too, you know. We sometimes overlook the fact that he has really come on, and he's really embraced the role, and he's doing a beautiful job of adding to it. And we can get huge, and we're looking for ways maybe we can get bigger, you know.
I was telling Brock, from where I was, all I saw was the four on the touchdown. I thought it was Big George. For just a moment, I thought that was George Fant's big touch, big moment, that he had finally caught his touchdown pass. But no, it was at Dixon.
Yeah. There's got to be the play. Yeah, there's got to be something.
Someday. Someday he's got to catch a ball someday.
That's going to be good.
Deep down the middle.
I don't know if I need to see that.
You know, it also is pretty impressive when you look at your inactive list, you know, and some of it's being a little bit healthier, that you look at that list and you're like, dang, that guy could probably and has started games, you know, and Ethan and ProSize and obviously Puna's been active this year and been a factor that – you know, when you preach competitive nature of this thing, that it's just not a given that you're going to be active.
No, those decisions are difficult sometimes, and it depends on the injuries. But it is a good group, and we you know, we like them all. I mean, KJ's on that list, you know, and he could play some great football for us. We'll keep bringing him back. But, yeah, that's kind of how it is. And it should, if you're good and you like it, you got it like that. So we just got to keep going and just put the wins behind us so that we can really make this a good season.
How important is it also, you mentioned George there, to kind of feel like, hey, man, I got this thing, and I can put my hat on and I know exactly what I'm doing. And for Mike Davis to kind of be that guy, that closer at the end, to be in the two-minute drill or the four-minute drill there, the end of the game, to know that, all right, if I'm not getting all the touches early, that I know I'm going to play a significant role.
Yeah, I was really pleased that was a shot he wanted to go with Mike there and just, you know, use his quickness and assertiveness and kind of a little bit the experience, you know. Not that he's really experienced, but we just felt that way. And sure enough, he had a couple of great runs in there and great call, get the rest of the ball too and make that first down. That way he didn't get the third down, you know, which was great.
Was that designed for Russ to hold that one?
He had a choice. He had a chance on it.
What's it like to defend Aaron Rodgers? So what did you say earlier? It's like you feel like you're holding on to a fan sometimes.
As a fan, yeah. I mean, it just feels like you're holding on to a turbine engine or something. Like it just, every time it passes, you're just so exhausted that you've survived it.
He's got such a remarkable power in this, on the move. That throw that he makes, the first long one, he was coming right at me, and I'm looking right down, and I see through the whole thing as he's starting to throw the ball. Oh no, because I know he can get the ball there, and sure enough, he hit it right dead on the money. That's a great play. I mean, a great play.
Yeah,
you know, and fortunately though, we other than those couple big ones, we really did contain him well and did a nice job, and the third downs were good, and we rushed the heck out of him, which was great, I was really pleased with the overall on that, but man, he got a chance to show you what he can do. Boy, he sure did it.
Pressure versus no pressure against a great quarterback. How do you decide?
You got to do all of it. You know, if you're not getting it in four-man rush, you have to bring it. You just got to see that if you can throw him off a little bit because the pressure may leak one way. Not that you're going to sack him every time, but just to make him have to feel it, make their protection guys have to work. You know, but you also know when you pressure him, he's likely to see it coming, which he did a couple times, and check off and get a heck of a shot at you too, you know. Mm-hmm. So there, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, but you do have to find your times, and that's why I thought Kenny did a really good job, and he played to the crowd and played to the moment and played to the opportunity and found some really good calls in there.
With these three running backs, you know, what do you see from each of them? How what are their skills? What are their strengths?
Well, let's start with Mike. You know, Mike is a really really savvy runner, and he's really got good quickness and fit into the hole, and he just seems to have a knack for knowing when to be aggressive. That's why I really like, he'll punch you right in the mouth when he gets his chance at times, and he's just been really versatile. Chris has got a real style to him. I love his style. He's got that kind of lateral footwork, a little bit like Marshawn had, you know, back and forth, and can make you miss, and he's got some hops in him too. You can see that at times, you know. And he's a really good – all these guys can catch. Chris has just got – he's got a real style about him that I really like. I've always fallen for it kind of. That big 32 looks good, you know, running the ball. I can't lie to you. And then you see in Rashad. Rashad has unbelievable feet. He's got such quick feet. And he's 230, you know, and he's got great speed. He's probably the fastest of those three guys. So you put those elements together he's got big plays in him. Obviously, that's what we're seeing. He's got the big bust in him, which is great. So hopefully we can keep mixing it. And you know, it's just unfortunate he sprained his ankle on a big run. You know, I didn't know how bad it was. It didn't turn out to be bad, but he didn't get back in there right away because he had to get that back in order, which he did, and came back and played good. But
is that important to see that he can go back out there after that and fight his way through?
Yeah, you know, because I was looking at him on the sidelines too, is wondering what's going to happen here. But he came back and did a nice job. So they all have got their stuff. We're not seeing CJ, but CJ's got stuff too, you know. And McKissick, who's coming back this week finally, he's got his own little thing that he does. So we're very fortunate. I can't even believe we're talking about the depth at running back after the last 2 years of suffering through it. You know, remember when this? Mike doesn't like to hear this, but when we went into camp last year, Mike was the sixth running back. On the roster.
And talking about Mike Song?
No.
I like to hear that.
You
know, I'm all in.
But Mike wound up starting and playing really well for us at the end of the year. But we went through all those guys to get to that, and now we're just in a different realm.
You have a favorite player too last night? Were there a couple that really? Because I know that the finish was a big part of it. Russ was saying that post game that a lot this week. I mean, we just got to find a way to get back to our finishing ways.
I think the play that I really liked was the touchdown pass to Ed Dixon. I think the coordination that took, and if you had seen us working on that in practice, we spent a couple days really focused time to make sure that we could hit the hots if we needed it, you know, and pop the ball in there. And there's a number of different receivers that could have been in that situation, and to know that we took the work right from the field, from the practice field, and it's just a flat. Of an instant, you know, and really we beat them when they weren't pressuring, they just showed the pressure look, and just our timing was so good that we took advantage of it. But that's not just Russ on the throw and on the look, it was really Eddie doing a really nice job. You can just see him, his eyes popped right back to him just like they're supposed to if there's a chance, and man, that was a beautiful play.
How about the fourth and one run?
Yeah, that was good. You know, sometimes you gotta go. That was good.
How about your decision to throw the challenge flag?
Well, that's not a big decision. That's all, you know, I was totally, you might have seen, I was rooting for the new ruling, you know, and I was trying to talk it up with the ref there to make sure that Tony was thinking like we're thinking, like, because there is a new interpretation. There's an interpretation, and there's some latitude in the receivers having control of the ball instead of it having to be rock solid. If they've got the ball, they've got the ball, and that's a really interesting way that the league looked at it, but that was the point there. Because, you know, David had caught the ball with one hand because the guy was holding his other arm, and it, so it kind of, you know, it was moving, then he got his other hand there, and it looked like the ball moved, but he had control of it the whole time. That's what they determined in with the third step that got down. So,
it
could have gone the other way now, you know, but they went with it, and I think they're trying. That was a moment, like we've had one other one during the year, you know, that was a moment when they had a chance to reinforce the new ruling, and they did it, and they didn't, you know, waver at all.
You think that's why McCarthy didn't challenge the Tyler Lockett catch?
No, I don't. I think they made way too big a deal of that. You couldn't see the ball hit the ground. They just kind of went with that. I would bet you anything that Tyler didn't let that ball touch the ground, that his arm went underneath the football and the ball stayed on his arm. I would bet anything that's what happened. You couldn't see it. They really kind of made the leap, I think, because they saw a little bit of movement in there. I think they went with
that. You know what
else? That catch.
That was a great throwing catch. It was a great protection. Every play was a beautiful play.
They cut two other things of you as well yesterday. I don't know if you went back and watched TV copy.
What's that?
Oh, man, you were chomping your gum hard after that fumble. Man, you were getting after that gum. after the first play fumble.
I feel sorry for that gum, man. I was pounding it.
Yeah, you were getting after it. The other one was very clearly, you said, they're doing it. On that, you know, you have four, five, six. What was the number of false starts?
Six false starts.
So I'm not asking you to, like, five false starts. Now, what are some of the old tricks that defensive lines can play?
Well, you can't. The old phrase in the rule book, I think it's still there, is you can't jam the signals of the offense. That's the phrase, you know, and that means you're trying to get the guys to jump off sides. The whole point is it's an unsportsmanlike deal to try to, you know, try to cheat them, you know, in a sense. That's
when, now you can
make a move call, and they may have done it that way. Yeah. Our guys, and I responded, and then I saw Justin responded too. I kind of guessed on mine, but Justin kind of backed it up that they were making some calls, and you can see the guy, you know, trying. That's okay, man. That's what they did in the game. I'm not griping about that at all. They're just competing, and the officials did. They called it. They got them to stop. You know, so I did get word that they were talking about it.
Sure.
You know, they were really talking it over with the crew, and that's what we got done by the emphasis, and so they stopped it. But we're not supposed to fall prey to that anyway. That's not a good job by us at all. That's no excuse. That's just what was happening, and we tried to slow it down, and fortunately it did. But we got to be better than that. You know what the factor was, though? The crowd was loud when we were on offense.
Yeah.
We silent counted a couple times in that game. At home, we don't do that, you know, because the crowd was good.
There were a lot of Packer
up.
Fans there. There really were.
There was a good group of them, you know, and they were loud enough. I don't know what it was, who was doing it, but it was loud enough that our guys had trouble down by the goal line hearing, and that's not, you know, usually that didn't happen at home. So,
what does 5-5 feel like? A couple extra days here?
Sucks. Really. I didn't tell you, flat out, it does. You know, why are we here? You know, we're better than this. And so hopefully it doesn't mean a thing. Hopefully we can show it, and we don't have to lose anymore. You know, we're done with that stuff. Let's go win some games.
We've spent a lot of time talking about your word turn, that last offseason was a turn, that you guys were making a turn of sorts. And in some ways, as a fan, it's been really freeing to watch this season really develop differently than the last couple. Where are you in your turn?
Well, I think it happened, you know, weeks ago when we made the turn, and unfortunately, we weren't able to. You know, those two Ram games could have flip flopped, and our season would be on the other end of the spectrum, you know. But the first two games were the ones that were really the sucky games because we just didn't play like we're capable at all, and I hate that, having to admit that, because that's the worst thing I can admit, that we didn't play like. I just want to play like we're capable. If we do that, we're okay, you know. It happened when we figured out that we could run the football, and the guys up front could handle the line of scrimmage, and Shoddy could really play off of their strengths and did a beautiful job of transitioning there. But we're still in the midst of it, because these matchups are so hard. Look at our schedule. Every one of these games, these teams are all doing great. And so, you know, every game's hard no matter who it is, when it is, but we just have to keep slugging, you know, just keep punching and keep working the body and keep doing it, you know, and work our ways into a, you know, chance to win something in the closing rounds, you know.
So we get a rare Friday night tonight. We got a little movie night. We got a little opportunity to get away from things just a little bit.
It doesn't sound like it.
I'm going to go to hoop games tonight. I'll be
really.
Yeah, I'm going to some hoops games
okay.
tonight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a little honor to you?
Yes. Grandpa a little bit this week.
Oh, nice.
Those guys did the surfing celebration. Was that an honor to your Hawaii and time spent in California? Was that for you?
Might have been. I don't know.
They
didn't ask for permission.
No. You don't get involved in those?
No. But I love that the league's letting the guys do it. They're having a blast. What's fun is to watch them thinking it up, and they're trying to create it during the week. You know, you see them and they're griping about it. No, do my way. Let's do your way. And then they figure it out and they do something, you know.
They all work together. Yeah. Now, how about the guys? You just try to get them out the door here and give them.
Yeah, they're out here till Monday. Yeah,
all the way until Monday. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we get 3 days to break it, and then Monday we'll kick it back up and then go into a normal. We just have a little bit of extra stuff we do on Monday just to get them back from the weekend, and then other than that, we're in a normal week.
See if we can go through this. Phillip Rivers, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers. You had Matt Stafford in there, and you're going to finish up this little run of really top quality quarterbacks with Cam Newton,
yeah,
who you guys have seen a bunch.
Oh yeah.
What do you think about Cam Newton?
I think he's a phenomenal player. I really do think he's a phenomenal player. There's no more talented guy in the game. You know, he can do everything. To run the ball with such authority and be so physically tough when he does it, and always bounce up. He's just a stud of a guy.
Tough dude.
He's done such remarkable stuff, you know, in his career in college too. You know, he's an amazing player. So
there's a lot of people who don't like him, who don't like the antics, who don't think that a quarterback can behave that way.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about that stuff. I was talking about the player. You know, I mean, he's willing to put himself in positions where people can criticize. You know, and you know, he's a stud of a kid. He's okay about that. So he is.
I like that he seems like he can handle it most of the time.
Yeah, I think he does for the most part. He gets down sometimes. You know, you see him get way down sometimes, which I think, you know, everybody can.
We did a couple weeks ago, and Salk picked you up. And
do you need me to write? Should
well,
I write?
Where would I be? Yep. Where would I be without Mike?
If Cam has a tough game, I'll write him a letter.
Next time you pick me up, let me know you're doing it, okay?
we'll send you the little montage.
Benefit from it.
It was a pretty good little poem. You came out of things fairly healthy, right? Chris Carson, Fluker,
we had a really good night as far as that
Bradley.
Good shape. Yeah, and those guys will all benefit from these days too, you know. I'm really fired up about Bradley's return. He was banged up, and he came back roaring. Fluke did a great job last night. Chris was fine. So those guys are in good shape. Yeah.
Coach, awesome. We appreciate it. No letters this time. You're fired up. We like it. We'll see you in a while. Enjoy the extra couple of
days
off.
Enjoy grandpa time.
Yeah. We'll catch you guys Monday morning.